John Salvi, the man convicted of killing two women and wounding five others at two abortion clinics in 1994, was found dead this morning in his prison cell in Massachusetts. Authorities say they believe Salvi killed himself, but a medical examiner is still investigating the exact cause. Salvi's attorneys had argued their client was a paranoid schizophrenic and was not guilty by reason of insanity. Today, Salvi's parents are blaming the prison system for his death, saying their son was denied the psychiatric treatment he needed. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
From the beginning, John Salvi's attorneys admitted Salvi was indeed the man who barged into a Brookline Planned Parenthood clinic 2 years ago with a .22-caliber rifle and killed the receptionist, Shannon Lowney, and wounded three others. Minutes later, at the preterm clinic just up the street, Salvi again opened fire, killing another clinic worker, Leanne Nichols, and wounding two others. Salvi's attorneys argue his schizophrenia caused paranoid delusions. They say he believed himself to be a crusader, fighting an anti-Catholic conspiracy led by the Freemasons, the Ku Klux Klan, and the Mafia. But ultimately, the jury rejected Salvi's insanity defense, and Salvi was sentenced to life in prison. Today, his mother, Anne Marie Salvi, said she warned prison officials that Salvi was suicidal and in need of help, but to no avail.
John was diagnosed by six outstanding psychiatrists in the country, and they all diagnosed him as being paranoid schizophrenic. If six doctors had told anyone they had cancer, you rest assured you had cancer. But because it was mental illness, that was different, wasn't it? No one cares about the mentally ill. They're being thrown in prisons instead of hospitals.
Salvi's attorneys were appealing his guilty verdict. His attorney, James Salton, argues Salvi never should have been tried because he was mentally incompetent. Now Salton says the family is considering separate legal action against the state for failing to move Salvi from the prison to the state's maximum security psychiatric hospital.
It should have been obvious to them that he belonged in a hospital, but his appeal was pending, and it would have been maybe politically difficult to explain how, on the one hand, the government says Mr. Salvi is competent to stand trial and is not crazy, and on the other hand, put him in a mental hospital. I fear that that may have had something to do with the decision-making process.
Authorities, however, dismiss the notion that the prison system is somehow culpable. Assistant District Attorney John Kivlin prosecuted the case against Salvi.
It's not uncommon for suicides to occur in prison. It's, you know, something that we respond to on a regular basis. And that sometimes is beyond the control of anyone there.
Kivlin's office is still investigating Salvi's death, but Kivlin says he has no reason to believe it was anything other than a suicide. Meantime, several victims of the clinic shootings and their families expressed sympathy today for Salvi's parents, but they say John Salvi was exactly where he belonged.
My opinion is justice was done.
Ruth Nichols is the mother of Leanne Nichols, who was killed by Salvi at the preterm clinic.
My own personal opinion is he was a bad boy who grew up to be a bad man. He stood there barreling 10 bullets in my daughter, 10. He didn't stop at one or two, 10.
Nichols says news of Salvi's death offers a sense of relief, as she says that Salvi will never kill again. But another one of Salvi's victims says the apparent suicide only prolongs his frustration with unanswered questions, such as whether Salvi was acting alone or whether he had help planning the attacks from any other person or groups. In Boston, I'm Tovia Smith reporting.